Let's go to Jonathan in Albany. Jonathan, you're on.
Hello, Governor.
Hello, Jonathan.
This is Jonathan Gradefs, and I'm very glad to get a hold of you, and I wish you a speedy recovery, and I hope your anxiety for tomorrow can be reduced.
Well, thank you so much.
We all know, everyone listening to this show knows that you have been a leader that we have all looked up to for 25 years of advocacy for the poor and a voice for an even playing field for quality public defense services, and certainly you care deeply about the people affected by that. I'm calling really about Judge Kaye's call for an independent public defense commission, and I'm sure that you are familiar with it and have been received a lot of information on it. There is right now a bill in the state assembly to begin going down the path towards her commission, essentially with a follow-up study. And the clock is ticking. There have been studies supporting it. There are editorials all over the state calling for action on this.
Okay, Jonathan, why don't you just quickly tell us what it is?
It's a bill to begin the independent public defense commission that Judge Kaye has called for, but really it's now stripped down to be a study bill.
Well, what would the commission do?
It would study the costs of the state public defense system and examine whether or not we are how far we are missing the current implementation of standards, and it would come back and do nothing more than make recommendations to the legislature.
And what is your question for the governor?
Well, there's been some misinformation about its cost. It won't cost anything this year. We really need your leadership, and the question is, can you speak to that, Governor? We need you to make this happen. Could you speak to that?
I like the idea of a commission. I think it's been withered down to the sense of a study, only because they really want to get it passed in the Senate as well. But certainly making sure that the constitutional rights of people who are disenfranchised, or even people who suffer with mental disease or disability, or even those who just simply can't afford an attorney, that they are still given a fair day in court. And hopefully arising out of the assembly bill, which granted to Jonathan has been watered down a little bit from a commission to a study, but I'm in favor of the overall concept of making sure that Americans, when they go to court, are not at a disadvantage as people are in the non-democracies around the world.
Jonathan, thank you for your call.
And thank you, Governor, for your comment.